In this lesson, the focus is a narrow, high-value DROM and base FX technique inside Ableton Live Stock workflows, building a riser-to-drop transition FX sequence. This is not a bass tutorial, not a drum programming lesson, and not a general mixdown class. The focus is FX, tension, movement, impact, and release across a drum and bass arrangement. In DNB, transitions do a live heavy lifting. At 174 BPM, sections turn over quickly, and if the handoff into a drop, switch, or re-entry is weak, the whole tune can feel flat, even when the drums and bass are good. A strong FX sequence gives the DJ a clear cue, tells the listener that something important is about to happen, and creates energy without cluttering the groove. This technique lives most obviously in the 8 bars before the first drop, the 4 or 8 bars before a second drop variation, break down to drop rebuilds, and switch sections where you want a new bass idea to feel earned. It suits dancefloor, neuro, jump up, and darker techie DNB especially well, because those styles rely on clear tension and release architecture. Liquid can use the same principles too, just with softer tone choices and less aggression. By the end, you should be able to build a polished 8-bar transition FX stack in Ableton Live using stock tools that feels intentional, club usable, and mix ready. A rising noise layer, a tonal lift, controlled automation, a pre-drop vacuum, and an impact that hands cleanly into the drop. You will build an 8-bar DNB transition FX sequence that starts subtle, grows in urgency, peaks right before the drop, and then gets out of the way the instant the groove lands. The finished result should have a bright but controlled upward energy, a clear rhythmic acceleration or perceived lift, a short pre-drop suck-out moment, an impact or downlifter that marks the drop entry, and enough polish to sit inside a real arrangement without sounding like a preset slapped on top. The sonic character should be airy noise movement on top, a tonal layer that adds pitch expectancy, widening and reverb growth for scale, and a tight cleanup right at the drop point. Rhythmically, it should feel like the track is inhaling for 8 bars. The last 1 bar should feel more urgent than bars 1 through 4, and the drop should feel bigger partly because the FX stop cleanly. Its role in the track is as a transition and tension device, arrangement glue, drop punctuation, and an energy management tool, not just decoration. A successful result should sound like this. The listener feels a clear pull toward the drop. The final beat before impact creates anticipation, and when the drums and bass arrive, the effects have set the stage without masking the groove. Start with arrangement function, not sound design. In arrangement view, identify your drop point. For this lesson, make the transition exactly 8 bars long. Create locators or name the region something obvious like drop 1 build FX. If your drop hits at bar 49, your transition begins at bar 41. This matters because DNB is phrase sensitive. FX feel strongest when they confirm the existing 8 or 16 bar structure rather than floating randomly across it. A practical move is to put a blank MIDI track named Tone Riser, a blank audio track named Noise Riser, and another audio track named Impact or Downlift. Group these tracks into one group called Drop FX once so all your automation and balancing happen in one visible lane cluster. This saves time later when the arrangement gets crowded. Before you build anything, loop the last 8 bars before the drop and ask, does the current arrangement already have enough tension from drums, vocals, or synths? If yes, keep your FX simpler. If not, you can allow a more obvious riser stack. On the noise riser audio track, drag in a white noise or air-like sample if you have one in your library. If not, use a sustained, noisy recording like vinyl hiss, room air, or filtered ambience. You are not trying to make a musical hook here. You are building broad-spectrum movement. Insert the stock chain, auto-filter, utility, reverb, saturator, and EQ8. Set auto-filter to high-pass mode, starting around 1.5 kHz and automate it up to around 8 to 12 kHz over 8 bars. Set reverb with a decay of about 2.5 to 4.5 seconds, and dry/wet around 15 to 28%. Automate utility width from 90% to 140%. Add saturator with 2 to 5 dB of drive, using soft clip if needed. In EQ8, cut below 200 Hz and add a small dip around 2.5 to 4 kHz if the layer gets harsh. This works in DNB because fast genres need FX that read instantly. Noise risers work because they fill the upper spectrum without demanding melodic attention, so they communicate lift even over busy drums. Automate the volume so it starts low and rises gradually. Avoid a straight line if possible. A shallow rise for bars 1 through 5 and a steeper lift in bars 6 through 8 usually feels better than a constant climb. Listen for increasing air pressure, not hiss covering the whole track. If your hats vanish when the riser gets loud, pull back 2 to 4 dB and thin the 6 to 10 kHz area with a Q8. Now make a MIDI clip on tone riser, load operator or wave editable. If you want maximum simplicity, use operator. Create a very basic tonal source, operator, sine or triangle based, one sustained note for 8 bars, and automate the pitch up over the phrase. A suggested setup is to start the note around A2 to A3 depending on your track key. Use a pitch envelope or clip transposition rising 7 to 12 semitones over 8 bars. Set amp attack around 20 to 60 milliseconds to avoid clicks. Add auto filter after it with a low pass opening from roughly 2 kHz to 8 kHz. And add reverb, with 12 to 20% dry/wet. There are two choices here. A continuous smooth pitch rise is cleaner and more cinematic, better for liquid or techie builds. A stepped rise every 1 or 2 bars is more aggressive, more danceflor or jump up, and feels like escalation in stages. Both work. Choose based on the drop character. If your drop is sleek and rolling, go with the smooth rise. If the drop is rude and direct, the stepped rise can feel more exciting. Add a tonal layer, because pitch creates expectation more strongly than noise alone. The ear senses an upward destination, which helps the drop feel intentional. Keep it subtle. This layer should support the transition, not become a lead synth. The first 6 bars can be broad. The final 2 bars need more obvious urgency. Duplicate your noise or tonal riser onto a new lane, then chop it rhythmically in the final 2 bars. Use volume automation or clip editing to create pulses. Try 1/4 note pulses in bar 7, then 1/8 note pulses in bar 8. Or use 1/8 note pulses throughout the final bar. Or try a triplet flutter only in the last half bar for a more unstable feel. For a stock processing example, on this rhythmic riser layer use auto pan set to phase 0 degrees so it acts as volume modulation. Sync the rate to 1/8 or 1/16, set amount around 40 to 70%, and adjust the shape toward a sharper curve if you want more gate-like definition. Perceived acceleration is one of the most effective ways to signal an incoming drop in DNB. You do not always need tempo changes or snare rolls. Simple pulsing can create urgency while staying clean. Solo is not enough here. Bring the drums and musical layers back in. If the pulsing fights your snare buildup or vocal rhythm, simplify it. The FX should reinforce the arrangement grid, not confuse it. Risers often feel exciting when they widen over time, but if your stereo field becomes too diffuse, the drop can lose punch because there is no contrast left. Use utility on your noise riser and tonal riser. Start with around 80 to 100% and increase toward 130 to 150% by the final bar. You can also automate gain down slightly in the last half bar if the width increase makes the peak feel too loud. Then check mono compatibility using utility's mono function temporarily. If the riser sounds huge in stereo but nearly disappears in mono, it may rely too heavily on side information. Pull width back, reduce ultra-wide reverb, or keep one centered layer dry. This matters in DNB because of club translation. A transition that sounds massive on headphones but weak on a rig is not doing its job. In the last beat or last half bar before the drop, create a brief sense of space being sucked out of the mix. This makes the drop hit harder by contrast. There are multiple ways to do it with stock tools. A clean Ableton approach is to automate on a group containing your pre-drop music layers. Utility gain down by 2 to 6 dB over the final half beat or beat. Auto filter low pass briefly closing from fully open down to around 300 to 800 Hz. And reverb, send or insert decay swelling just before the mute, then cutting off at the drop. A lighter approach is to automate just your riser layers to bloom into reverb, then hard stop them one beat before the drop. The key principle is that the listener should feel a brief inhale or loss of weight right before impact. Listen for a pre-drop dip that increases expectation, not one that feels like the track accidentally vanished. If the energy collapses too much, shorten the dip or reduce the gain cut. If your drop feels smaller after adding the vacuum, the issue is usually one of two things. Either you cut too much low mid support before the drop, making the handoff feel empty, or your impact lands late or too soft. The fix is to shorten the vacuum to half a beat and make sure your impact starts exactly on the drop line. Now build the release point. Your impact or downlift track should contain one or both of these: an impact hit exactly on the first beat of the drop, and a downlifter that falls away in the first 1 to 2 bars after the drop. You can use a sampled impact, layered noise burst, or resampled tonal hit. A simple stock chain for an impact sample is drum bus or saturator for body, EQ8 to remove mud, below what your kick needs, reverb for tail if the sample is too dry, and transient shaping via clip fade and gain staging rather than overprocessing. High pass the impact around 25 to 40 Hz if it clashes with kick and sub. Dip 200 to 400 Hz if it clouds the snare transient. Use a reverb decay around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds for a controlled tail. Keep the peak level conservative. Impacts can feel loud without actually peaking high. For a downlifter, use a reversed cymbal, reversed noise burst, or resampled reversed reverb tail. Follow with auto filter and automate downward movement if needed. Do not let the downlifter mask the first snare and kick phrase of the drop. In DNB, the groove must win. If your transition already feels complete with riser, vacuum, and impact, stop there. Many producers overlayer effects. If the drop reads clearly and the payoff is strong, commit this effects group to audio and move on. At the exact drop point, most risers should stop very cleanly. Add tiny fades to avoid clicks, but do not let your build layers spill uncontrolled into the drop. Trim all riser clips to end exactly at or just before beat one of the drop. Use very short fades, around 2 to 10 milliseconds where needed. Let only one intentional tail continue, usually the impact or downlifter.